Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Hossenwinkle of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. The 69th North Dakota Legislative Assembly is in full swing, and the North Dakota Stockmen's Association is present every day, monitoring issues that will impact producers' business and bottom line. Right now, the NDSA is highlighting two bills it's strongly opposed to, House Bill 1421 and House Bill 1458. House Bill 1421 would require registration for tractors if used on paved, divided highways. House Bill 1458 has serious implications to animal agriculture. It would effectively place our producers and veterinarians in legal jeopardy for using products that have been safely utilized for decades. This bill will create a layer of unnecessary bureaucracy and limit North Dakota's animal health professionals and producers from responding to the needs of feeding America and the world. Many of our agricultural and modified live products, including modified live respiratory vaccines, brucellosis, and anthrax vaccines, have been used effectively for many decades, and this bill would make it difficult, if not impossible, for producers and veterinarians to carry out their duties to protect the herd. The industry's vaccine response in the dairy and poultry industry to highly pathogenic influenza will require a product outlined in this bill. We cannot forget some diseases cannot be properly protected against by killed vaccine. The NDSA believes this bill is largely unnecessary. Commercial products have gone through the rigorous testing and safety studies. Experimental and new vaccines must go through safety protocols with the Center of Veterinary Biologics in the U.S. Department of Agriculture. This would drive up costs for producers and impair animal health and welfare. The NDSA encourages you to reach out to your House members and ask them to oppose these two bills. Members can stay on top of what's happening at the Capitol through the NDSA's weekly legislative ledger, which will be issued via email each Friday. Don't hesitate to reach out to us if you have any feedback or questions as we work through what we hope will be a beneficial session for our industry. Earlier this week, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association announced the appointment of key cattle industry leaders to serve on the association's policy committees. The policy committees review, discuss, and vote on resolutions brought forward by NCBA members. These grassroots policies become part of NCBA's policy book, which directs advocacy efforts in Washington, D.C. Among one of those appointments is NDSA past president Jeff Schaefer of New Rockford, who will chair the Agriculture and Food Policy Committee. Congratulations, Jeff, and thank you for serving our industry. For 95 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockmen.org. This is Elizabeth Hossenwinkle signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a very happy Thursday.